Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, is with us live on WBEN, looking at the ongoing ICE protests in L.A. Brad, President Trump says the National Guard and Marines will remain in L.A. until there's peace. How do you see this playing out?
Well, I think eventually L.A. will subside. But, you know, it doesn't help to have all that presence as far as sort of lowering the temperature of folks that might be inclined to go out and protest or just peacefully complain about what's going on. So, you know, we'll see. I think, Susan, the bigger picture is how this will go to other cities, because, you know, the approach that ICE and Customs and Border Protection appear to be using, where they just go and conduct raids at places like Home Depot, is going to cause aggravation, anger, and rage in other communities. So it's hard for me to envision that we won't have a repeat of this in some form at other localities around the country.
Well, there's the issue of the raids that are happening. Then there's also the issue of how you police these protests. Is the policing of protests, Brad, becoming too political? You know, on one side here, you have there's almost no right answer for it. I would doubt that anybody in the president's position would want to, because you know what the response is going to be, call up yourself the National Guard to send to somewhere. But if you're doing so because you know that that's probably not going, the governor's probably not going to do it because they don't want to be seen as over-policing these protests. Now you have another side that wants to only police the protests and get it out. How do you get around how politicized this issue's become?
Well, I don't know that you do. I mean, you know, President Trump has, decided to sort of insert himself in this situation, and if he perceives it's not being handled the way he wants it handled, then he's going to intercede. Now, clearly, that's what he's done in Los Angeles, as to your point, over the desires and needs and wants of the city, county, and even the state of California. So it's a situation where it's also pretty atypical. I mean, this is how it would work. If you started to have demonstrations in Buffalo and they kept getting bigger and they got to a point where the Buffalo police and your county police and, you know, the jurisdictions close by couldn't handle it, what will happen is that they will then go out and spread it out across the state of New York and probably get the state police and other folks involved. If that doesn't work, then the other thing that you end up doing is you may then go to the feds, typically the National Guard, and say, we need some backup here. We need you to at least work traffic control and maybe, you know, security at federal buildings, et cetera, whatever it might be. But this has kind of gotten reversed, where in effect you have, you know, the feds sort of inserting themselves through the president, you know, over the objections of city, county, and state government. So do they need to be there? It doesn't strike me from a reality standpoint, but, you know, from a, you know, if you want to make a big impression and make a big issue out of the whole thing of immigration enforcement, I mean, I guess I see why politicians have done, you know, the federal ones have gotten the military to be there.
Well, Brad, if you're watching these protests, huh, you're seeing concrete being thrown off overpasses, and then you have people in charge who don't seem to want to crack down or won't have the political will maybe to crack down on cars being set on fire, things like that. I mean, it took 6 days for a curfew overnight to be enacted in L.A. because of the looting and vandalism. I mean, what other choice would you have?
Well, you also have to deal with the reality of, do you actually want the National Guard being cops? And because that has its own set of problems as far as keeping that under control. I mean, I don't know that, Brian, we know enough. I get what you're saying about pictures of concrete blocks, cars set on fire, of how the police have or have not handled that. Unfortunately, it goes with these sort of heated demonstrations that sometimes turn into riots. But these are such, I will tell you, these things are so difficult to control. I mean, you basically got a situation where people from any walk of life can walk into where these things are going on. You may not be able to drive into them. And so you're constantly dealing with, you know, influxes of different folks, of some who are motivated or driven to cause or promote bad behavior, like the type you just described. So it's not an easy venture, but it doesn't mean that the answer is that you need, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of military people to deal with it. That's all I'm suggesting.
Well, Brad, thanks for the time this morning. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst here on WBEN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.